know, I want to thank God for being here.
Amen. Amen.
For a good night that he gave us last night. And, you know, I prayed this morning. I said, God, the couple that got married, you know,
bless
you. Just keep them together and, you know, and maybe he will. And y'all remember the elderly lady that came here, Ann Booth. She passed away, so y'all remember that family.
Amen.
They'll have her ready today, and the funeral will be tomorrow. But they requested, they wanted me and Carolyn to come and sit with the family.
Amen.
Because we were very close with Miss Ann, too. So
bless you, Sister Sharon.
Just keep that family in your prayer.
Yeah.
Praise
everybody God. Give the Lord a hand this morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, thank you.
Amen. Good job. Hallelujah. I got two recorders going today. It ought to be twice as good. Amen. We bought a new recorder for the church to leave here because I'm always forgetting the recorder and having to drive home like Batman responding to a call. And somehow or another, Lord being merciful, I haven't got pulled over yet. But we're going to leave one recorder here at the church and hopefully eliminate that dilemma. We do want to record these services. It's amazing, really, how many different countries listen in on the services here at Landmark. And for that, we thank God. I know we're just a little church doing a little work. But I'm convinced that there's no little work when it comes to God.
Amen.
There might be some doing more than others. Might be some bigger than others. But any work that you do for God is a worthwhile work. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, last Sunday, that service got downloaded a bunch of time. I think it's more for the singing than it was anything. But that was some good singing last Sunday. That was some good shouting last Sunday. I enjoyed myself, and if you didn't, you should have. Now, that was a good service last Sunday.
It was.
Hallelujah. And we had prayer meeting last night over at church over at Bethel. And that was the last prayer meeting as a group for this year. We're not going to have any prayer meetings as a group in December. And I have to admit, it made it really special because, boy, we did pour out our heart last night. I mean, I wasn't about ready to quit. I was probably the last one to quit praying and didn't even want to quit then. But, boy, how we do need to pray. I'm looking at things going on in our country, and it grieves me. I know it grieves the heart of God. And we'll be preaching along those lines today. Be opening up your good old King James Bible to Romans chapter 1, and we'll read just a few verses there. And we'll start in verse 18. We'll read down from verse 18 to verse 22. Then we'll jump over and read from verse 28 and finish out the book of Romans chapter 1. And the Bible, one thing about it, don't really sugarcoat this. This is pretty blunt. But it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And this is one of our text verses here. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." And we'll jump over to verse 28. "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them." One word in here that I want to use today is found in verse number 21. That word's unthankful. We're going to preach today on being unthankful, and I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Father, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us. We thank you, Father, for these that are before us, Lord, a large congregation for such a little preacher as I am. And Lord, I pray, dear Father God, today, I pray you forgive me my sins, my slothfulness, Lord, my lack of ability. May you, I pray, compensate. Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. And I pray, Father God, today you'll give that ability, Father. I pray you'll preach to me and through me. May we all be ministered to by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, every soul that's here today will be in subjection, Lord, to your will. And we'll thank you and praise you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, one of the signs of the last days is unthankful. Paul mentioned that in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And he talks about, you know, perilous times. He said, this know also that in the last days, that's what we're talking about here, perilous times shall come.
Amen.
He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and here it is, unthankful, unholy.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the signs of the last days, and I'm looking in our own country. I see the great effort being made not to call Thanksgiving anymore.
Right.
I see where they make great strides to somehow put a cloak over what we all know we need to be is thankful.
That's right.
I mean, I'm thankful.
Amen.
I just assume you are too.
Amen.
We've got so much, like they tried to say, we got so much to thank Him for.
Right.
So little time to do it. The Bible says the time is short, the day's at hand. And I tell you what, every day ought to be Thanksgiving to the child of God.
Amen.
But God forbid it should ever come down to Turkey Day. As far as you and I are concerned, we that have been born again, we that have had our eyes open, we that know better, let's not fall into this condemnation. What the world doesn't want to regard God. They don't want to retain Him in their knowledge. They want to somehow take away from the day designated to give thanks to God. Amen. I tell you what, God forbid that America should ever fall into that. And yet I'll tell you right now, that mystery of iniquity, it's working.
Yes, it is.
They're putting it in their schools, Rita. They're trying to corrupt the minds of our youth. They're trying to tell them there's nothing to this gospel, this God, this great one that made us all, that loves us all, that's worthy of thanksgiving, that's worthy of praise and giving glory and honor to. You know, I said last Sunday, if God put it in your heart, if you want to thank the Lord, you just go ahead. You won't mess me up a bit. You want to raise a hand up and say, Lord, thank you for being merciful to be a sinner. If you want to do that, you go right ahead. It'll be it, Lord. I'll tell you right now, I can preach around it, amen. And if not, I'll stop and join you. We'll all preach God. Amen. I'll tell you what, one that's worthy to receive praise or to give praise, amen. It ought not be that hard to say thank you, Lord, for saving a sinner like me. Thank you, Lord, for being long-suffering to me, amen. For allowing me, amen, to be saved.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to heaven.
Amen.
Man, they're going to sing up there.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Sister Miranda sung that song. She requested we sing number 84. I tell you what, I like that, amen. Hey, and listen, we're going to sing it there forevermore. We're going to sing praises unto Him, amen.
Amen.
Woo! We might not do it here, but I'll tell you what, they'll do it there. Up there where the streets turn to gold, amen.
Amen.
The last verse of the book of Psalms says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hey, somebody may be able to praise better than me, but I want you to know I'm going to praise Him. And you better praise Him. And not everybody's got breath, better praise Him. Because one day we're going to give account of ourselves to Him. And I want Him to say, hey, I heard you down there saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me for Calvary, for all the good things of God.
Thank you.
Psalm 150 verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath,
yes,
praise you the Lord.
Yes.
Verse 1 says, well actually it says four times in Psalms 107, oh that men would praise the Lord. Psalms 107 verse 8, verse 15, verse 21 and verse 31 says the same thing. Oh that men would praise the Lord. It starts out in Psalms 107. It starts out with, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Amen. I tell you what, you're going to give praise to something.
Yeah.
Why not give praise to Him? Amen.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes. Well, let the verse 2 says, let the redeemed say so. Yeah. Hallelujah. What do you say? What say you? Amen. Here, I say so. I say praise you, the Lord. I say give thanks to the Lord, for He alone is worthy. I say amen. Let everything that hath breath praise you, the Lord. And I don't care if it offends that breath. It offends me that they don't want to give praise to Him. Amen. Let it go both ways, not just one sided. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when other people get their rights, it's that we have to forfeit our rights for them to have rights.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing right about that, amen. I'll tell you right now, hey, you want to make it even playing field and make a tolerance for all? That might be all right, but don't tell me someone's rights supersedes my rights. I'm telling you right now, I got the right to praise Him.
Amen.
And listen, they might be offended at it. They can praise whoever they want to, but as for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, this spirit of Antichrist, it shouldn't silence the redeemed of the Lord.
Right.
This is our hour. This is our duty. This is our reasonable service to give glory and honor to Him that redeemed us from our sins with His own blood, that purchased us with His own blood. I tell you right now, buddy, that spirit of Antichrist is real. Amen.
Yes,
and they're working hard behind the scenes, and they're doing things. People are getting elected. People are getting power that shouldn't have never been given power. They're making it hard. But I tell you right now, it's going to get worse. Amen. And I tell you right now, it's going to get as bad as what I'm going to mention right here.
Yep.
It wasn't easy for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to stand, but they showed us it could be done in Daniel chapter 3.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You know, the world says in our music, you dance, and in our image, you bow.
That's right.
Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego said, we ain't dancing. Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego said, we ain't bowing.
No, that's right.
They got brought before King Nebuchadnezzar. Boy, was he mad.
Uh-huh.
He said, boys, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you one more chance at the sound of sackcloth and the cornet and the flute and the whatever. I never heard so many musical instruments in my life. I had never seen one either. But he said, at that sound, he said, you fall down and worship my image and you can live. But I've been known that if you don't, you'll be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? I'm glad God's the kind of God you can count on.
Right.
You can cast your care on. He won't let you down.
Right.
You know, their answer to Caleb was, we're not careful to answer you, King.
Right. That's right.
I like it.
Yeah.
They said, we know our God's able.
Right.
And we're not careful to answer you. But whether He does or whether He don't, we still ain't going to dance. We still ain't going to bow. Hey, we're going with Him all the way. But hey, listen to what they said here. They said, we're not careful to answer you, O King. Verse 16. We will not serve your gods nor worship them. Verse 18. Our God is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. Verse 17. But the king got the most mighty men he had and bound them. In verse 20. The most mighty men that the king had died as they threw these three boys into the fiery furnace, verse 22. And then the king was astonished to see these three loose walking around in the midst of the fire, verse 24. And the king said, did we not throw three in? But I see four, and the form of the fourth, oh, by the way, he said they have no hurt, verse 25. And he said, but the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. I want you to know they got thrown in the fire.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Brother Mitchell, for the right reason.
Yeah, right.
They didn't bow. Now that spirit of Antichrist was alive and well in Daniel's day. It's alive in our day too, Brother James.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they want to do. They want to rob God of praise. They want to somehow muzzle the ox and tread about the corn.
Yeah.
They want to somehow make you fearful to give a praise to God. Me and my family, last night we watched a movie called Audacity. I heard about it on VCI America on the radio. I heard about it, and it's a movie about how to witness to gay people. And for lack of better words, it's a little bit of a disappointment to me. I thought it'd be more robust because the guy that made the movie, his name's Ray Comfort, and he's a tremendous man of God. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, you ain't got a leg to stand on if you walk up against Ray Comfort. He'll cut you down. He ain't about that tall. He's got to stand on something while he's talking. But I tell you what, he might not be tall in stature, but he's 10 foot tall in the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
But anyway, the movie, it hit a lot in there, and a lot of it was really good. But one of the things that stood out to me was my granddaughter and her friend. They watched it with me, and I thought they was over there playing with the phone, texting, but they was listening, and they remembered more than I give them credit for, Jerry. But they remembered a lot of it. We're going to watch again today because they got their boyfriends coming today. And we're all going to start watching again. But in that movie there, and I'll just tell you a few excerpts of the movie. In that movie there, there was a boy. He was a good Christian boy, and he kept getting kind of visions about things he needed to do.
Yeah.
And one of them was kind of like warning people, you know. And he was kind of reluctant. He wanted to. He reached back for the track, and he pushed it back down in his pocket. He just couldn't follow all the way through. But anyway, he went in this convenience store, and there was a man there with a gun. That guy pulled out that gun, and he started pointing everybody in there. It just so happened there was two gay men in there. One of them said something like, "Put that gun away." He went over and he put that gun to the back of the head of that gay man. And he said, "I'll blow your brains out." And this Christian guy stood up and he said, "If you're going to shoot somebody," he said, "shoot me." Mm-hmm. And the man went over and put the gun, right up on his forehead. And by the time he did, the police showed up and ended up, the situation ended up resolved. But, those two gay men, they come to that man and said, "Why did you do what you did?" He said, "I care about you." He said, "You care about us?" He said, "Yeah, I care about you." And they said, "Can we buy your dinner? We just like to show our appreciation, our gratitude." And he really tried to get out of it. he didn't want them to buy his dinner, but they wouldn't let up. They wouldn't allow him a way out. So he ended up saying, "Okay, I got to go do something. I'll be back and we'll go eat." Well, when they went to eat, they asked him why he did what he did. And he said, "Because I'm a Christian." And old boy got thick then, Joanne. One of them was extremely offended by the fact that he said, "I was a Christian." You see, he's glad that this man, I stepped in there, and kind of got this guy taking a gun off the back of his head. But he didn't want him to do it because he was a Christian. He started bad-mouthing God and talking about how God had said, there's abomination, all that stuff. And this boy, he said, "God loves you." He tried to be a good, effective witness. And one of them got mad and left, but the other one stayed, and he did give him some tracts and talk to him. And, that part about it was good. But the very end of that movie really, really spoke volumes. This guy had a vision, Joanne, about his girlfriend. And she was in a car, and a big, real big, bald-headed guy come up to the car and started beating on the window. And she's screaming and screaming, and he picks up a rock and he breaks the window out. And I think she just about passed out because this guy broke in the car. He reached down and jerked her out of that car. Now, he had a vision. He woke up, sweat on his brow, just 12 pieces. But in reality, that came to be. She ran out of gas. She passed this guy up walking down the road. And she ran out of gas. This guy caught up with her, Miranda. And here he is beating on that window. She's screaming bloody murder. She'd been sending her boyfriend a text. "I've been thinking about getting saved and all that stuff, and all that." Anyway, this guy picks up a rock and he breaks her window out and reaches in and grabs her. You know why he did that? Because she ran out of gas on the train track start. He's trying to save her life.
Right.
And the application was, see, God's trying to help us.
Right.
We think he's trying to hurt us. We think he's trying to do everything but help us. But this guy had to break that window out to get her out of that car.
Amen.
And he got out of that car. Both of them still ended up in the hospital, but they both lived.
Mm-hmm.
That when you look at it like that, it's a little bit different.
Right.
The guy looked like he was trying to hurt her, and yet he was trying to save her.
Right.
And that's where God is. He's trying to help us. He's trying to save us, and we fight tooth and nail, and we resist, and we do everything but unlock the door. And if she wouldn't unlock the door, she wouldn't let him help her, and he had to run and get a big rock and break the window out and reach in there and get her out. And then you saw why. And that's kind of like the way we are, you know. But the king here, the king thought, you know, he's bigger than God. He thought he didn't have to worry about nothing to do with God. But he saw down there three walking in the fire, and there was another one with them making four. And you know why they're walking around there in the fire? Does anybody know? They're trying to keep them freezing dead.
That's right.
Man, I tell you right now, buddy, you see you go to the fire and it won't kindle against you. They're just freezing dead down there.
Yeah.
Joanne said she got cold last night. That's like that. Joanne is in the midst of the fiery furnace. It killed a man to throw him in there, and then down there walking around trying to keep him freezing death in the fire.
Yeah.
And he said the form of the fourth likened to the Son of God. I'll tell you right now, if you get thrown in the fire, he'll be there with you too. Amen. But they couldn't hit their circumstances. The king was in charge. He was threatening them. And I tell you what they did. They just went all the way with God. And it showed you can go all the way with God. And Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, though some strange thing happened unto you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. He says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that's tried with fire. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. What's keeping you from giving thanks? What's keeping you from praising God? What's the difference between you and the world? I'll tell you right now, buddy, Jesus ought to make a difference. Jesus made a difference in my life.
That's right.
He changed me from a lost man to a fanatically saved man. I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible says you'd be ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of you. Chapter number 9. And I don't want him to be ashamed of me. I want him one day to show up and say, well, then you all think about the Lord coming even on the way to church this morning. There's nothing to keep the Lord from coming.
No.
Wouldn't it be something if the Lord showed up? You've been kind of mealy-mouthy about giving him praise. Wouldn't that be a good time? Say, what? I mean, shout out a couple of times, say, hey, I'm good to go now. Come on, Lord.
Amen.
But you know, maybe if he was to come today and you wasn't saved, that'd be a bad thing too.
Yeah.
Only the ones that saved are leaving when he comes.
Right.
If you're not saved, you're not leaving, you're gonna be left behind. And if you're left behind, it ain't gonna be good, I'll tell you right now. Or a place to be ready to go. But we need to give him praise. We need to be ready to give him praise. We need to be instant in giving him praise. Amen. I tell you right now, the Bible says not to give no place to the devil in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. And Peter said concerning the devil that he's as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And like Nebuchadnezzar threatened those three Hebrew boys, they didn't give no place.
That's right.
That's right.
They said, you do what you got to do, King.
Right.
We're going to do what we got to do, Bonnie.
Amen.
I haven't been put in that predicament. But I have to admit, when that boy stood up and said, if you got to kill somebody, shoot me, I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't have no problem at all dealing with that. See, no weapon formed against me can prosper. You mean it can't kill you? Oh, it'll kill me, all right.
Oh, yeah.
But it ain't going to keep me from going to heaven.
Hey, amen.
My little brother, you talking about the Purple Heart there, man.
Right.
Lord said, let me put this crown on you, baby.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And when the prison puts their purple heart on them soldiers, they might not understand, but when the Lord lays that crown
on
your head, this is well done.
That's right.
Amen.
But it'll mean something.
Yeah, it will.
Double up.
Amen.
No weapon formed against us can prosper. I ain't going to say they can't cut my head off, they can't shoot me.
Yeah.
And they can't be hidden and all that. I'll just tell you right now, I'm still going to heaven. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I'm just going to say, I'll have another head.
That's right.
The Bible said, when we see him, we'll be like him. We'll be like his.
That's right.
And hallelujah. That'd be a wonderful thing. But that old king thought, hey, I'm on the throne. I've got to say. And they said, you got to say, all right, old king. We still ain't going to bow.
That's right.
They put him on the spot. You know what? He kind of come around there. And Peter said also about the devil, whom resist steadfast in the faith, there in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Knowing that others are in the same affliction, being attacked by the devil also in verse number 9. You know, Jesus showed us how to resist the devil in the faith in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 through 11. The Bible talks about after he got baptized by John the Baptist, that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was a hunger, and a tempter showed up, and he said, and listen real good right here.
The tempter said, if thou be the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you ever had the devil ask you, or to say to you, you're not saved? You know, I got saved at April 27, 1988, 31 years ago. I don't know how many times the devil's told me I didn't get saved. I'm sitting there thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it don't take rocket science to know this. He never said a thing before I got saved. So I must have got something. You know what I mean? I mean, after I got saved, he just kept coming up trying to talk me out of it. He said, you didn't really get saved. You ain't got what everybody else has got and all that stuff right there. And I'll tell you right now, he is the tempter. But Jesus, he gave us a good example. When the tempter comes, and he said, if thou be the Son of God, he always wants you to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And we do.
Right.
But not like the devil wants. He said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, command these rocks, they may be bread, thou my eatest thereof. And Jesus, he took the word of God and answered him. He said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that didn't satisfy the devil. Well, he took him up on a high pinnacle, and he quoted a little Bible too. He said, cast yourself down, for it's written, that he'll give his angels charge over thee, and they'll bear thee up in thine arms, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then Jesus said, again, get thee hence, Satan. It's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
And the last temptation was the worst one of them all. The devil showed Jesus all the world and the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all this I'll give you. Boy, a lot of people fail right there.
Yeah.
And rich people seen that and said, I'll take it. You know, did you know all these successful rock and roll singers have made a pact with the devil? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever heard the song Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin? That song was conceived on the second. I mean, he just really wrote the whole song out. And the lead singer, Led Zeppelin, said as he was writing that song out, he said, guitar picks come up off the table or up off the desk where he was writing his song. And he said they stuck in the ceiling. He said they're still there.
Mm.
So there's a whole lot more goes on down here than we realize. We see in part, know in part. But I want you to know, the devil told Jesus, he said, I'll give all this to you. You'll fall down and worship me. Boy, ain't everybody can pass that test.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, the love of the world. Paul said, demons has forsaken me, having loved this present world. It's a temptation that many have failed to. Many rich people fell into many hurtful lusts and pierced themselves through many sorrows. But when Satan tempted Jesus with that, Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. I'll tell you right now, make your worship and your praise directed to him. Don't give it to another. I'll tell you right now, buddy, this is my thanksgiving, to give praise and thanks to him, giving thanks to God. I'm telling you right now, we need to be giving thanks. Amen. Paul said in Romans 6, 16:4, he said, I give thanks. He said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, we give thanks. He said, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. He said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. And then he said, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. In Romans 8, verse 37. You see, all the devil can do is try to rob you of the praise that you choose to give. If you're going to give praise, you ought to be careful who you give your praise to.
That's right.
You're going to praise something. Some people, their God, they're towing behind their car right now, going to the lake. I did it myself.
That's right.
Some people, they got their God, they're sitting there counting. In that movie there, he had a track. It was $1 million track. He gave it to this waitress as he was talking to this gay man. And she came back with a cake saying, thank you. And even though it wasn't $1 million, she was thankful for the information on that thing. But you know, you can give your praise to the world. You can give your praise to the devil. Or you can give your praise to God. Now, if you give your praise to the world, I'll just tell you right now, you ain't going to be praised when you get to heaven.
Right.
If you give your praise to the devil, man, he'll probably bring it back on you somehow, make sure that you got caught giving him praise.
Amen.
Well, man, if the devil ever gives you anything, he's going to take it back. He's an Indian giver anyway. If he ever did give anybody anything, he took it back. I'll tell you right now, he ain't got anything to give, but he still says he'll give. And you know, that old devil, he's never going to go away. He's never going to let up. He's never going to quit. And that's why you need to have your mind made up that you're going to give you praise and glory to God. And I'll tell you what, the world may not like it, but they need it anyway. One thing really sticks out of my mind when I first got saved, Brother Mitchell, is we bowed our head and gave thanks in Burger Queen out there where the city pool is there. There was a Burger Queen restaurant there. We bowed our head and gave thanks, Bonnie. And there was an elderly couple, but we got done giving thanks right there around our table weeping. And they said, y'all have gave us such a blessing. See a family bow their head and give them thanks. You see, God, he rewarded us for doing that little deed. Amen. I didn't know how to pray. Amen. And the kid said, Dad, don't we need to give thanks before we eat? And I bowed my head and I said, Lord, best way we know how, we thank you for this food. That's your blessing, don't it? But just the fact that we were in a public place with our head bowed, giving thanks to God, I'll just tell you right now, not giving praise to the devil. I'll tell you, give your praise to God. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody heard about the situation with Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, it's kind of sad. What happened to Disney World?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
What happened to Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
These places have been infiltrated.
Right. Yeah, they are.
The CEO that's in charge of Chick-fil-A, these people don't flick Chick-fil-A, they love God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're closed on Sunday.
Amen.
They want to do right.
That's right.
But you got a man out running the company that slipped in there unaware, evil men creeping in unaware, and he's telling them that you know that they can't they can't refuse, they can't give their money now to faith based organizations, and they gotta give their support, you know, to gays and things like that right there. You know, that's kind of where the devil works. He creeps in.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're giving your praise to another, and you're giving your money to another. And that's how it goes on today. And that's why we need to put the armor on, and we need to be a discerned and seasoned and watching. And I tell you what, be ready, amen.
Right.
These attacks ain't going away.
No.
You know the best thing you can do for Thanksgiving? The best thing you can do would be take the cup of salvation.
Right.
And give praise to God.
Thank you.
I thought about that verse and tried to find it twice. Couldn't find it. But said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation.
That's right.
Give and praise his name.
Amen.
That'd be the best Thanksgiving ever.
That's
yes.
Right.
You just let the Lord forgive you, save you, bless you, and give praise to him, that'd be the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that miss the whole meaning of Thanksgiving this year.
Right.
Did you know Thanksgiving's a depressing time to a lot of people?
Right.
It ain't to me. Man, I'm kind of looking forward.
Yeah. That's right.
Out there at work this week, Miranda, we had Thanksgiving meal out there at work. I worked with a guy, he's the old witness, he had to leave. You know why? They're not allowed to celebrate. Ain't that sad? I told him, I said, I don't worry, I eat twice as much. I eat enough for you and me too. But you see that? In that Jehovah's Witness, they're not allowed to celebrate Christmas.
Right.
They're not allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving. They can't celebrate Easter. And you see what I mean? That robs you of giving
right.
praise
Amen.
To the one whom praise is due.
Yes.
And if you're not careful, you'll get entangled in that too.
Right.
Right.
So just make your mind up.
Right.
You know, we used to have family reunions. They was all scared to death of me. They knew I was going to praise God. They just didn't know how I was going to do it. But I was going to do it.
Amen.
There you go.
They're just scared. I mean, they're sitting there on eggshells wondering, okay, how's this going to go? Especially my mother-in-law and father-in-law. We're going down there next week, down to Cookeville, Tennessee. They done got over it now. They done. My father-in-law got saved. That helped a bunch. My mother-in-law rededicated her life. That helped a bunch. And you know, when everything's right, it'll be right. But when you got another character like that, you know, you're sitting there and it's kind of over. Everybody's trying to figure out, you know, how to have a conversation and make sure it don't go in that direction, you know. Man, that ought to be okay. You know what I mean?
Amen.
That's why I said, let the redeemed the Lord say so.
Yeah. Amen.
It shouldn't be an awkward thing. It should be a blessing. It should be a wonderful thing. Amen.
Amen.
But in this country, this blessed country called America, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to find out about this on the news channel.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Did anybody hear about the president making had to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Does anybody know why?
Uh-huh.
He was poisoned. And the guy that tasted his food before he ate it was poisoned too. They both had to go to the doctor. There's an Antichrist spirit here in America.
Oh, yeah.
They'll stop at nothing to get the powers that be here in America. Now, if they can somehow get rid of this president, somehow get rid of that vice president, does anybody know who will be president? Anybody know?
Nancy Pelosi.
You're right.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if I can bear that or not. I might have to be unthankful. I'm pretty sure I can handle it. I know God said he wouldn't put more on us what we can bear.
That's right.
So you better believe I'm going to be thanking God. I'm going to be giving praise to God.
That's right.
But a military man that I work with out there at work, he told me that the president had been poisoned. He said, you won't find out about that on the news.
Nope.
That's right.
I didn't know that. They kind of made light about, you know, that he wasn't in good health. You know, going to the doctor and made a big deal out of it. He got poisoned, scholar. Because of Haiti. You know why they hate him? Because he keeps mentioning the name
That's
of Jesus.
Right.
Does anybody know that? Supreme Court Justice Ruth?
Yeah.
I can't say her name. Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody know she passed away on the 20th of this month? Hey, you ain't gonna find out about that neither. Reason why that's hush hush because they know who's in office.
That's right.
They know what he's going to put in their place.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm bound to give thanks.
Right.
I want to see good day.
They don't take you the truth.
That's right.
Well, that generation in front of us, they fought for what was right.
Yes,
we might have grown long hair and let it go. Kind of got disconnected. That 60s generation, you know what I mean?
Amen.
We got lazy, but that generation in front of us, buddy, they held their ground.
That's right.
We're kind of going through on their coattails. I feel sorry for this generation coming up after us, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, they sure did. They laid down the foundation for our generation, and we've kind of let it go to the wayside for the next generation. I told my granddaughter I felt sorry for her. I said, I've had it made all my life. I said, you're going to have it rough. You're going to have to fight for everything you got. And I tell you what, buddy, we need to give praise to God. We need to be thankful. We need to realize what this spirit of Antichrist is doing to our churches.
Amen. Thank you.
Did you know that the head of the FBI, I'll speak his name right here in a minute, warned the churches about the communist movement coming into the churches with that let's all get along, spirit of love, acceptance. What was the head of the FBI? I heard it on the radio twice this week on BCY America. I can't think of his name, but it was a long time ago the head of the FBI tried to warn America, said watch your churches because they're going to come in. Well, that's somehow sugar-coated. You know, we're all okay. We got to figure out how to get along. And you know, there's no fellowship between light and darkness. What fellowship has light with darkness? You're never going to make it gray. There's always going to be a difference between
light
and dark.
Amen.
And I know the world wants to kind of somehow muddy the waters a little bit and see if they can somehow promote their agenda. But we better be vigilant. We better be thankful, and especially now.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on. My wife gets mad because I watch the news. I've caught her watching it now. She's seen a few things on there that's got her alarmed a little bit.
Right.
If you watch it very much, you will too.
Right.
Has anybody ever heard of Saul Alinsky? He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. 13 things to do. One of them was this right here. Use the media to promote your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. My pastor said this about things you hear. He said, it's like eating watermelon. Eat what you can. Spit the seeds out.
That's right. Amen.
You better do that. There's a lot of fake news out there being promoted.
Yes.
And it works. And he's right. It does work. It causes people to doubt things. It causes people to kind of open the door to things that they wouldn't have normally opened up. This time of Thanksgiving, boy, God has given us the blessing
to live in this blessed country that people are dying to get here. This time of Thanksgiving, when you bow your head this Thanksgiving, just remember how thankful you should be.
That's right.
Just remember that God in His grace, mercy, and love allowed you to be born in this blessed country.
That's right.
Of the milk and honey.
Right.
Allowed you to be adopted in His family.
Right.
To be a son or a daughter of God.
Amen.
To have the promise of eternity in a place called heaven.
Right.
To be able to fellowship with Him. Even here before we get there.
That's right. Amen.
Thanksgiving will be really important.
Yes.
And it'll never be Turkey Day as far as any way is concerned.
No.
Well, we've done the best we could here. I wish I was a bigger preacher. But I thank You, Father, for what little bit of gleaning we could do in this message, Lord. We don't want to be unthankful. We know the day and hour we're living in, Father, a day of prophecy, Lord, that men would be unthankful. We know, Lord, to go to great means, Lord, to take away from the praise that belongs to You, to try to say that there is no such thing, Lord, as Calvary or the Word of God. They try to discredit it. They say it's just a fairy tale. They talk about the guy in the sky, and they just do all kind of things, Lord, to diminish, Lord, from the fear of God and from the Word of God. But Lord, I pray for these that are before me. These, Lord, that have sat through this message. I pray, God, Lord, our eyes will be upon You, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, if there is anybody here today that doesn't know You personally as their Lord and Savior, I pray they get the best Thanksgiving ever. I pray, Lord, they take the cup of Thanksgiving, calling upon Your name, and give their heart to You today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that. Ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon to lead us in a verse of invitation to Him. Listen, if you need to come today, I'm here. I can't save you. I can't pray for you. But I can pray with you. And I've been there. I remember one time I was in church and I was lost. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't do anything because I didn't know what to do. But there's people here that are saved. They do know what to do. And they'll pray with you and they'll pray for you. But I'll tell you one thing you got to do. You got to come to Him.